KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
More illegal guns were found in KZN than any other province during the festive season. National Police Commissioner Fani Masemola believes it's one of the reasons behind the province's high crime rate. He was briefing the media yesterday on their festive season operations. Masemola says police seized over 2,000 illegal and unlicensed firearms in the country between October and mid-January. KZN topped the list following Gauteng and the Eastern Cape.
A total of 2,198 illegal and unlicensed firearms were seized and confiscated during operations. This include 1,731 handguns, 154 homemade guns, 211 rifles, and 102 shotguns. Firearms remain a big problem in the country, as most of the serious and violent crimes, including murders, are committed through the use of firearms.
Trade union Nahau has given Treasury and the Reserve Bank 5 days to pay the salaries of hundreds of Itala workers. They haven't received their pay for January yet.
On the 20th of January, our members were expected to get paid. Our members must be paid with immediate effect. There are some entities or small companies that are also linked to the work that Itala is doing.
The entity's accounts were frozen after the Prudential Authority approached the courts to have Itala provisionally liquidated. Ayanda Zulu is with Nahau in KZN.
We'll be waiting for them to provide us with responses. By Wednesday, we must receive the response on our memorandum.
And Spain's former football chief is going on trial today for forcibly kissing a player on the mouth. Luis Rubiales gave forward Jenny Hermoso an unsolicited kiss after Spain beat England to win the 2023 Women's World Cup in Australia. The scandal rocked Spanish football and provoked worldwide outrage, forcing Rubiales to step down. Prosecutors are seeking 2.5 years in prison for the 47-year-old. He's called a kiss an innocuous peck between friends and denied any coercion. A recap of Ali's story, more illegal guns were found in KZN than any other province during the festive season. That's it from the Newswatch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.